Chapter 88, She Kickstarts My Career. Sometimes life-changing things occur due to some seemingly insignificant, tiny, little inadvertent action that we take. Maybe you miss a bus or take a left instead of a right, and you end up winning the lottery. Or you take a right instead of a left, and you get hit by a car. Whatever. Maybe it has to do with luck, maybe it's fate, or maybe it's God. Your guess is as good as mine. On this particular day that I write about here, I took a few actions that would change my life significantly for the better. In retrospect, as I recall the story, I can see the miracle of it, but at the time, it just was what it was. I was going with the flow. I mean, really, what the hell was I doing in LA in the first place? Well, I was meant to be there, that's what. Simple as that. That's what I've come to believe anyway. And the funny thing is, when all of this was going down, I never once thought about just how incredible and one in a million it was. Only in looking at it in retrospect for this book do I realize how amazing this story is, and that there had to be something else other than just me in on this thing. Miriam and I were still staying at my buddy's house in Sherman Oaks, and we woke up one beautiful sunny LA day, and we decided to go to this burger joint that we used to go to on Melrose Avenue that had great burgers, and you could even sit outside, which made it taste even better. So we went there and ate our burgers and then decided to take a stroll down Melrose where there were a bunch of small boutiques. Well, anyway, we were taking our little stroll, and for no particular reason, I popped inside this one boutique just to check it out for the hell of it. And I noticed these two Asian girls who worked there sitting up front at the cash register, and I was taken aback because one of the girls was strikingly hot. She was a stunningly sexy Asian girl with blonde hair, and at that time in L.A., I was always on the lookout for Asian girls that I could shoot and possibly sell to Thai Penthouse magazine, my only customer at the time. There happened to be no customers in the store at the time, and I said to this sexy blonde Asian stunner, "Hi, my name is Brad, and I'm a photographer. Would you be interested in doing a nude photo shoot?" And she turns to the other girl, who I later found out was her cousin, and says in sort of a disgusted tone, "I wouldn't be interested in that, would you?" And her cousin shakes her head and says, "No, me neither." And the way they said it, it sounded as if they felt they had been insulted. Like, yuck, I wouldn't be interested in that. How dare you ask me? But I did something next that just wasn't me. I went up to where they were sitting at the cash register, and I wrote down my phone number on a piece of paper and said, "Okay, thanks, but if you change your mind, give me a call." So think about it. I pop my head into that particular store, one in a million. There is a superstar in the making sitting there who turns me down, but I decide to give her my phone number just in case she changes her mind, something I don't think I'd ever done before. And lo and behold, about a week later, she calls me at my friend's house and says, "Hi, Brad, remember me, the girl in the store on Melrose? I've decided that I'll do that photo shoot after all, but I've just gotten breast implants, so when they are healed, I'll call you and we could do the shoot." So about a week or so later, she calls me and I arrange to shoot her ASAP, and she comes over to my friend's rented house in Sherman Oaks. We do the shoot, and that little shoot, my friends, really put me on the map in that business, believe it or not. Another little exercise that I had done that has a bearing on this story is that sales call I had made at Oriental Dolls in New York that time when Miriam and I were there. And so after the shoot, I decided to call the woman that I had met there that day, a certain Pat Reshin, if you will, to see if she would be interested in these photos that I had just taken. And she told me to send the set to her, and if she likes it, she'll buy it. So I got the slides processed and mailed them off to Oriental Dolls in New York. And a few days later, I get a call from Pat, and she says they love the set, and they'll buy it for $1,000, I think it was. And I told her that I told her I'd be moving to Bangkok in the next few days, and she told me to be sure to contact her as soon as I got there and give her my phone number in Bangkok. You know, I say that she kickstarted my career, but I guess I kickstarted hers too. My AA buddy from LA was in my room here in Pattaya the other day. This is September 2019 we're talking about. And I was showing him this manuscript on my computer, and I was working on this chapter, and he sees the picture of Francine D, that blonde girl that I shot, and he says, "You discovered Francine D? No way. You're full of shit. She's my favorite. She's so hot. I always watch her movies." And I never really thought about it like that I discovered her, I mean, the fact that I was living in Bangkok had pretty much kept me out of the loop on these sorts of details. And in fact, I only found out that those shots of mine had landed on the cover of Oriental Dolls some 20 years after the fact, as I was laying this book out. And as far as my discovering this porn hotshot by the name of Francine D, well, again, I never became aware of it because for all practical purposes, I was living on Mars. Only now do I realize that, yeah, I guess I did. Anyway, for the sake of this book, I looked her up on the net, and she has made quite a name for herself. And I did indeed discover her, quote unquote, if you want to use that term. And you'll notice that they refer to those photos that I took of her in this article as the famous blonde pics that ended up in Oriental Dolls. It's just as well that I wasn't in the loop during my career, because I most likely would have developed an ego and would have burned all my bridges, just like I had when I was working as an actor in Hong Kong all those years ago. This is what I found out about Francine D on the internet. The first well-known pictures of Francine D graced the cover of Oriental Dolls, which I took, by the way, and quickly became the buzz in the school halls. At that time, Francine already had her breasts enhanced and was sporting blonde hair. Francine has long, soft, black-brown hair and is on her sixth enhancement. Still an incredible body and a beautiful face and a very nice gal. You couldn't ask for a better combination. Francine D, Filipina Chinese, was born 21 July 1978 in Hong Kong. She was and is an only child. Her astrological birth sign is Cancer. Her Chinese sign is the Year of the Horse, and her birthday is Ruby. Her birthstone is Ruby, sorry. At a few months old, her family moved to the Philippines. Her and her parents moved to the U.S. in 1983 and lived in the Orange County area. When she was approximately 10 years old, they moved to the Mid-Wilshire District. Her parents divorced soon after this move. Francine attended Catholic school her whole life. High school was an all-girls Catholic school. Her first modeling job turned up in Oriental Dolls in 1997. At that time, she had just turned 18 years old. These are the infamous blonde pics. Francine was quite surprised to see herself on the cover. This proved to be a little overwhelming. She took a break from modeling for a year. And that's the end of that little internet thing. Well, okay, I'm back to the chapter. Well, here are some of those infamous blonde pics they spoke of in the article. I mean, this is her first modeling job, and look how good she was. Amazing. Way to go, Francine D. I take my hat off to you. And thanks, kiddo, for changing your mind, because if you hadn't, well, you never know. But I may have ended up back in Chicago drunk and living in a garage in the dead of winter. Love you, girlfriend. And that, my friends, again, you got to buy the book, because you'll see those first pictures of Francine D. Okay, end of chapter.